This is still in 1955, in September. So September the 6th, actually, I started. And my first job was to go to do the hand sewing. So I was put in the special orders department. I was given a good reference from school of my sewing. And I went to work under a lady called Miss Williams. She was fantastic. And there was only six of us on the table doing the hand sewing. And, of course, a line full of machinists and two tables of cutters. We had to learn how to do invisible hemming by hand. We had to do a lovely thing which I love very much, is the cutters used to give us lace, and it was overlapped because lace only came in a certain width and they didn't want a lot of seams, so they used to overlap the flowers and then give them to us to sew. We used to go all round the edges of the flowers and then we would cut it away and turn over and cut the back away as well. And when you held it up to the light, it was really good because it was all very, if you did it nice and neatly, you couldn't really see where the seams were, because it wasn't a seam really, it was just a question of overlapping the flowers. And then they would go back to the cutters and they would cut the wedding dress skirt out as required. We also had to do the shanks to which you put the belts in. We had to sew lots of buttons on and even make buttons. There was a little machine which used to make them with a little dome at the back. It used to cut the circle of material and the little dome would get pressed in. Lots of hand sewing there is to do. And of course, all the facings had to be hemmed out on the seams, not shown. You have to make it invisible as possible. And of course, the back of the neck, there used to be a little tiny hook that had to be put on. If it was a two-piece, it had to a skirt, and it had to have two hooks put onto the at the waist. There used to be dresses which were sleeveless. A lot of dresses actually were sleeveless, and we used to have to put what they called bra straps, little tiny pieces of nylon with a press stud on, so you can slip your slip and your bra strap underneath. Buttons of galore, the backs of bound buttonholes all had to be done, and that means if somebody'd done, there used to be a particular dress called Style 29. And that had 13 buttonholes. The machinist had made the buttons holes, and it was up to us to do round the backs of them. And that was quite a tedious little job, but it was a nice little job. There were so many sewing jobs you have to do in finishing off a dress. Of course, the labels, of course, have to be put in. The stitching round the hems, invisible hemming, I used to love doing that. And the more you do of it, it's very, very easy because you get to learn 5/8 of an inch sort of. It's quite easy, you know, picking up the stitches, a piece of material, and then moving on to 5/8. And it wasn't a definition of measurement. That's how I used to think of it myself. That was the, well, plus lots of other things of what we had to do in sewing, but it was mostly hand sewing round the cuffs we had to do. Hangers, we had to put the hangers on as well, the loops for putting on. If the machine had inserted them in, we used to have to stitch them on the shoulders as well. And then I did that for 14 months. There must be other things, I can't quite recall what everything I did, but I did that for about 14 months and they thought it was about time that I went on the machines. So I went on a bench machine and I sat next to a experienced machinist, and I made the undergarments. We used to have a lot of evening dresses which had bones in the bodices, and I made the undergarments and for my teacher. And she was a lovely girl. She was a wonderful machinist herself, and I always hoped I'd be like her one day. And we used to, I'd make these and press them for her. Then she would either praise or criticise. And then eventually, after so long, I was given the whole garment to do, which was lovely. We used to do our own underpressing, but there was a time when they did have somebody to press. They used to, if it was something to do with velvet and that, we would have to go over to the Hoffman, where there were trained specialists to pressers to do this and to blow up the seams. I could never do it because it was a great big machine which you had to sort of stand on more or less and pull this great big thing down. And it was steam, and then they used to smooth it out with a smooth wood, and the seams used to come up beautifully, providing, of course, they were stitched right in the first place. And then we would make the whole dress up. Then, and of course, I had to do my own undergarments as well, the petticoats. And sometimes some of the dresses had tarlatans petticoats, which were stiffened, and we had to put some lace on the bottom to make them look attractive. That was more for evening dresses, and pleated little frills to make them stand out more. And I continued to do this for quite some time, all the different things. There did come piecework, and I did do it for a short time, but I wasn't really quick enough for that. I used to like to take my time, and you can't do that too much with piecework. Then they put me on to another job, which was, they call timings and testings, where you're given a dress. This is to try and work out how much the dresses are going to cost to make. You're given a dress which is made up, and you're moved to another department, so you're not in contact with the rest of the workroom. You look at this dress, and you machine parts of it, and then you have to get up to do some pressing, so therefore you put it down on a paper when you stopped machining, because that's all they want to know, how much it takes, not the pressing part at all, because that was going to be done with other people. So that I did that for a little while. That was a nice job, that really was, and they used to work the prices for the prices of the dresses for the piecework. But then came the last 3 years of my 21 years. I worked over for Mrs. Flay, who, there was one cutter there, and the designing of dresses was done over there. We then made up, we had a roll, Mrs. Hussey, Doris, would cut the dress out. She would then give us the roll with a sketch, and we would look at the sketch and make up the dress, but not machine it, only certain parts, like shoulder seams or something which didn't really need to be altered. And these had to be tried on the models, because we used to have three shows a year. And I had to look at these dresses and make up the and it didn't matter about time then, and I made the dresses up, but tacking them as much as you could. Little tiny weeny tacks, and it was quite time consuming. And all the dips and everything. It used to look just like a dress that had been machined, ready for the model to try on. That used to go away, and then we'd get something else to do and try that. And it was quite exciting just before a show, because, it was all very hush-hush. But I loved it. Anyway, and then we'd get back. When they'd been altered, and perhaps the model had to have it a bit altered for her, so it would be cut, and then I'd have to redo it. But not tack it again, I'd then machine it and finish it off, because the alterations would be explained to me. I then had to do another one, get on and keep on until I had to do my other ones, original ones, and machine them. I remember having to do some lovely dresses. It was completely sequined material, and they were long dresses, because the models were very tall, far taller than me, and they were beautiful, just plain round neck, but they were all lovely bronzy coloured sequin with dark brown lining inside. The whole thing was, you couldn't press any of the seams, of course, you had to do it with your hands, so you made up the linings, and you had to bag out the armholes and the neck, put facing round the neck. And by the time I used to get home, I used to have sequins in my hair and everywhere. But it was good fun, and they were a lot of money. Somebody said something about they were nearly £100 each, these dresses, and I had two to make. And they were gorgeous. And the lovely things I did make was really, really lovely. It was a lovely job to do, and I learned a lot. While I was in the main place in Parkway, I did learn to do a bit of tailoring as well, because there was a tailor there. And I made friends with him, and I said I'd like to learn to make coats. And so he showed a bit of fine arts of padding and doing all sorts of things, and I used to do something, and then he'd criticise me if I'd done it right or not. And that's how I went on.